Okay. Okay, good morning, everyone. Good morning, YK Delta and beyond. This is another edition of Talk Line. I'm Diane McGachran.
And I'm Peter Atchett. Good morning to you.
And we are here, ready, willing, and able to take your calls. It's Friday the 13th, but it's actually a really lucky day. So don't feel funny because it's Friday the 13th. I'm not sure why, but there's still music playing. Maybe they're going to turn that down a little bit. Brady, you'll turn the radio. Can you turn the music down a little bit? Oh, great. Thank you.
Okay.
Did you know that at hotels, there's no 13th floor?
Oh.
In the elevator.
Yeah.
So when you go into the elevator, look for floor 13. There won't be one. They skip it.
Oh.
Because it's
okay.
An unlucky number. Yeah. The Sheraton, all these places. Mm. Yeah, there's no 13th floor. Okay, anyway.
Okay.
John Nick,
yeah.
Good morning. Welcome to Talk Line. That's my trivia. Good
morning, Dan and Peter.
Good morning, John.
Seems like Friday 13th is unlucky for me once in a while.
Yeah, it is.
It can be.
You think positive about
that's
it will
way,
be.
Yeah, that's the way it turns out. When you think positive, it turns out like that.
Yep, you take it day to day.
True.
Anyway, you know, it's really warm out there. We had snow earlier. Now it's all gone.
Mm.
When I've noticed some people have their nets in the river now.
Yeah.
Have you noticed some of that? Well, they should, people know that, but just to reassure everybody, you should go on the same trail when you go check your net and don't go on another certain area that you're not sure of, you know. It's a lot safer there when you know your route to go to your net. Rather than take a different route, you never know how dangerous it is.
You got that right.
Underneath that ice there. And some of these chunk ices create bubbles like ice, but they're not actually frozen because of the air going in between them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a lot different than solid ice. So you'd think, in theory, that when they're bunched like that, there's cracks and crevices underneath all that bunch ice. That can be shell, not thick enough, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We've all experienced that. So, anyway, I had something else I was going to say. Oh, I want to thank BNC for the dividend there we had. And it's a good corporation. We're led by good people there. I want to accommodate them.
Good.
Let them know we have good leaders in there. And ONC also. We have really good corporation representing us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Another quick thing I want to talk about is Mr. Morgan Aniak was talking about that one time about the red salmon having sores, bubiks on the fish.
Yeah.
In my theory, I think it's the warming of the waters. You have dormant germs that have been cold for all these years. Maybe they're opening up, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The spores are alive and like they were dormant. Well, now the spores, we have different types of germs that are evolving. Because of the warmer the water is. That's just a theory of mine, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They have to do more research on that. So, anyway, I want to wish everyone a good, safe day. Please watch out for the kids. I think our shortest day was yesterday. Now we should be getting a little daylight now.
No. Shortest day night will be this weekend.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, next weekend, I'm sorry.
Trying to be optimistic and look ahead of myself.
Yeah, that's something to look forward to, though.
Yep, yep. You guys all have a good day. Thank you, Peter and Dan.
Thank you, John.
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate hearing from you. We have another caller from Maniac this time. We say good morning to Herman Morgan. Good morning.
Yeah, I'd like to correct John. I didn't say the bubiks on them fish. They have little worms all over their body, and you hang them, you could see them coming out. And we just started seeing that not too long ago. And last Friday, I mentioned to you, Peter, you were right. They never used to mix all the water, you know, running water, and then dump it in the river, you know. You were right. So this is serious, this dumping their sewage into the river. It's really serious, and they need to separate it. Like, the water we use for our washing clothes and washing dishes and showering, that can be put into maybe a lagoon, but human waste, that need to be, they have these, some kind of thing that they don't use water, and they can collect that and bury it somewhere. But people need to be up in arms if Kalskag, not a village, they're going to do that next spring again. Last spring, they pumped their sewage lagoon into the river, and it's dangerous, and they need to, I mentioned Tradition Council, they need to get involved. That's our food, and it's even getting into the food chain. I'm telling you, they send wolves down to Yosemite, and they had worms inside their bodies and their meat. Maybe from eating those fish, and it's spreading to other animals. This is really dangerous. People need to get a health hazard. The sickness they're pumping into the river. They got the Nutrition Council to pass resolutions to the state to get some other system to, for disposing of sewage. Don't pump it into the river. We're going to get smelts last year, but we didn't go down because they say Kalskag is pumping their sewer into the river. And it's serious business what's going on. But I don't know, you know, all people, they should say things will get worse and worse. But this is serious, this business of pumping sewer and river. And we need to pray and ask God to help us. If anybody can help us, He could help us in Christ Jesus' name, because that's our table, that river. That's how we get our food from. And no community has a right to pump their sewage in the river. And you know what? We went to a meeting down there, and another village of Lower Kalskag, there's even more people. They want to pipe their sewage into Kalskag sewage lagoon upper and pump that whole, even double the amount of sewage. This has to stop. People need to get involved. But you are right, Peter. They did this business of having running water and mixing it with that. It makes it worse. They need to separate it, find some system right away. Otherwise, we could lose our fish. And be careful about these red salmon. They need, I was thinking maybe they should get involved and, you know, if there's a way they would catch those fish and find a test to one that have the worms, you know, they could get them out of the river and cook them and burn them or something, but it could be part of them not letting us fish and they get too many. But people are really concerned about this pumping sewage into the river, and I'm sorry for interrupting you, Peter, and we need to get involved, people. That's our food.
Hey, Herman.
Yeah.
Yeah. On the river, icing conditions. What's it like up there?
Clear ice.
Yeah.
Yeah, but once it snows, it'll be good going. Hopefully, it'll freeze a little thicker. You know, it's kind of shell ice on the sides. You know, where it freezes and then it drops. You know. Yeah.
Okay.
And there's even water on the sides, too, some places.
Yeah,
walking.
Gotta be.
Okay. Get a
All call. Right. Kuyana Herman.
Okay, yeah. But people get involved, councils and city councils, pass resolutions, let our governor know. It's a bad idea. Okay, thank you.
All right. Good morning. Okay, our lines are open. Numbers to call are 543-5985-543-2756, 800-995-89.
And you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. We'll read your email over the air. And
as always, you can remain anonymous if you'd like.
Yeah. So, as everyone knows, maybe Chiemai is coming. It's going to be March 20 to 22nd. Mm-hmm. March 20 to 22nd, 2020.
Yeah.
In the new year. It's sponsored by Bethel Council on the Arts. And maybe you can pronounce that word, resilience through dance. You are, yeah. Yeah. This year's Chumash is dedicated to Moses Paukin Sr. of St. Mary's. There's a lot of dance groups that are invited from all over the region, which is really nice. We've got some dancers invited from Point Hope, Nightmute, BRHS, JROTC Rifle Drill Team, Kasigluk, Nabaskiak, the Canadian Throat Singers. Oh, that's always so interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there's some really, there's just a lot, and you can reserve a native craft table by calling Minnie at 543-1835.
Yes.
Okay, so call Millie if you want to reserve a native craft table. Really beautiful works of art there. So Chumash Dance Festival, March 20 to 22. Yay.
Once we start gaining daylight, you know, the time even goes faster, you know, because mm-hmm. I don't know. For me, it does even.
Yeah.
But all these days have been going, seem like going just zipping by.
It is, I know. And what is it, December 22nd when we do the winter solstice?
Yeah.
And then we start gaining light after that. I was wondering, I don't know if KYUK does the how many minutes of daylight we're losing each day, and then they switch over to how many we gain. I wonder if they still do that.
Yeah, they do that.
Oh, okay. I like that.
You mentioned that. Yeah.
Oh, we have an anonymous caller from Bethel. Okay. Good morning, anonymous. Welcome to Talkline.
Hey, good morning. I'd like to say happy Jupiter Alpens Day to my grandpa, Eddie Hoffman. And this is coming from anonymous. Hello, Dr. McEachern. Bye.
Hello, Mr. Anonymous, whoever that is.
Okay.
You know, I'm going to give like a little shout out to the AVCP Employee of the Year, Mr. Wow. Jimmy Larson from Oscarville.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, really cool.
Yeah.
That was neat.
They had to gather.
They had like a training gathering at the Cultural Center. So that was really nice to see.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of people that are probably relaxing today. They're not, ABCP is closed, and so is, I don't know about YK, I think they are too, but I know ONC is, you know, I was by ONC yesterday, and they were planning, talking about Chiefs Day today. We have a caller, Nick, good morning to you.
Good morning, Nick.
Good morning.
Yeah,
hey,
you're on Talkline.
Nick. Yeah, good morning from upstream.
Listen, traveling back and forth from here to Antioch, from Joffok to Antioch, we're crossing, people knowing where the Nelsons is, you know, right below Joffok, we're crossing, we're going on Dan Perkins Trail on this side and crossing right Nelsons. There's no marked trail, and so, you know, within traveling with people traveling for the first time, you know, be very careful because there's places you can't see the trail, you know, with all the, it's a icy glare conditions.
Yeah.
It's passable and you can see the trail, but if you get a little snow on top of it, you know, you're going to most likely end up losing the trail. It's not marked, but it's, you know, all passable, and there's one hold on by Antioch, it's above, but it's not very big, but you know, if a person makes a mistake, like I say, you get some snow on top, it's you can make that mistake and going to them thin spots. So people who are traveling, you know, be more aware. If you've been going back and forth, you can be knowing more where to go at people who don't know, and that's always a problem where people are not knowing where they don't know where to go because you don't have markers. So, you know, if you're not knowing where to go, you know, it would be best off to be traveling with someone. Other than that, river conditions here are pretty rough and pretty jagged. And as far as I can end up seeing a river when I was flying down from Crooked, you know, we off the side of the, we're not falling the river all the time, but this is like saying above or somewhere like where as far as I can see is like below the Pamir on down. It was looking pretty jagged. Because of the river stopping, then moving again, that was always been that purpose of the river being all rough and jagged is for, when the river don't stay there and freeze up. Mm-hmm. And other than that, all the people who are being out traveling have safe travels. I know we're all enjoying running around somewhere else. When we be stuck in the villages, we're always itching to go somewhere.
Yeah.
And can't afford airline prices, so we're getting on our four-wheelers and snow machines and being happy to go somewhere. But, when you're going, be happy and be aware. Mm. And thank you, Peter, for all this good service you've been doing all throughout the years with, search and rescue. And I as one person, I appreciate it.
Guyana, it's not just me, though. There's a big team out there that helps out.
You got it. That's what it takes. So it takes mm-hmm. one, and you got another one, and pretty soon you got a whole good crew.
Yes.
So, same with all the search and rescues that's out there doing a good job. You all, I say thank you. Yeah.
Very good.
Okay.
Well,
you guys have a good weekend.
Okay, Nick, you too. Be safe, and thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Going to go on to our next caller from Bethel. We invite and say good morning to Joe.
Good morning, Peter.
Hey, Joe.
Good morning,
How
Joe.
How you doing?
Good.
Good morning, Diane.
Yes. Yeah.
As long as I lived in Bethel, always had had to treat the sewer before it got dumped into the river.
Yeah.
And then they have to, before they dump it into the river, they have to ask DEC and let DEC know they'll be draining the sewer into the river for the next 2 weeks after it's been treated. I'm not sure about the rest of the villages up and down the Kuskokwim, but I know in Bethel, I've been here, it'd be 60 years in January, I've been in Bethel, and as far as I know, the sewage lagoon usually gets treated before it gets dumped. And if they also have to go through the DEC and let DEC know they'll be discharging into the river for the next 2 weeks, but they have to let them guys know that they have to call them and let them know they'll be doing that. So it's been treated before it's dumped. But mm-hmm. as for the other villages up and down the Kuskokwim, I don't know if they have that. They have to ask DEC before they can discharge their sewer into the river. But I know it has to be treated before it can be dumped. So
yes.
I'm not sure where this guy's getting all his information from, but, maybe you should do a little homework before you start calling and telling us that this has been a problem. Well, if it's been a problem and I've lived here 60 years in Bethel and I'm still fishing, hunting, and catching my food from the river, obviously there's not a problem yet, but it's been going on for 60 years that I know. It could have been going on longer because Bethel was here before I was born.
Mm-hmm.
So it's my understanding that the sewer discharge has to be treated before it's dumped into the river.
Yes.
For Bethel. I don't know about the rest of the villages. I can't speak for the rest of the villages, but I know that for a fact for Bethel.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing that's on my mind, I'm still seeing four-wheelers on the state highway and on the local roads. And, it's an all-terrain vehicle. They're not supposed to be on the roads. They're supposed to be on the side of the roads and side of the state highway.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a right-of-way over pedestrians, and I don't stop for ATVs because they're not part of the road system.
What? Wait, Joe.
ATVs, all-terrain vehicles, four-wheelers?
No, if they're not, you will stop instead of hitting them, right?
I didn't say that. I said I have a right-of-way over them.
Well, what I heard you say was, I don't stop for ATVs.
I don't because I have the right-of-way. If you look at the Bethel Municipality Code and the code for the State of Alaska Highway System, they are not allowed on the state highway or on the city roads That's my understanding. You correct me if I'm wrong and look it up and find out, but that, I'm telling you what the facts are.
Mm-hmm.
So that's basically, you know, that's how it is. I'm not sure where they get the right to ride on a state highway or on the city road, but they're all-terrain vehicles. They're not made for roads.
Well, right, but even if they're in violation, you would stop if to prevent hitting one, even if they were in the
wrong.
I didn't
say I was going to hit one.
Oh, okay.
I have a right-of-way, what I'm telling you.
Yes, I know.
That's
just,
what
it
I'm
sounded
saying.
Like...
I didn't say I was going to hit him.
Yeah, so, okay.
It don't sound like anything. I have the right-of-way over ATVs because, according to the Bethel Municipality Code and the State of Alaska Highway Rules and Regulations, they have no business being on the road.
That's right. Okay.
Is that right?
No, I understand that. I guess I misunderstood your initial comment. Okay.
Well, anyway, happy Friday. Enjoy the rest of your day and keep walking your dog.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the dogs always get out.
Yeah. Okay, bye. Okay.
Bye. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Joe. Yeah. You know, yes, and people listening out in the villages that come to Bethel, you know, a lot of them are probably not aware that there's regular rules like that.
Yeah.
So they have to
cross. They do what they're used to.
They got to cross the roadways once in a while or go alongside, you know. But I know we have a lot of visitors from all around the Delta. So, yeah, people got to be careful out there. Yes, it's slick, you know, and then the little bit of snow cover we had has melted down, and we just have a trace of snow outside, it seems.
Just a little. Okay, we have Herman Morgan back with us. Good morning, Herman.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't going to call back, but, yeah, I got to defend myself. You know, can't be offended, but... That guy, he makes people think I don't know what I'm talking about, but I used to be the district manager coordinator for the Mid-Yukon Kuskokwim Soil and Water Conservation District, and that is my job. That is my job to find out anything that could be hurting our fish and wildlife. And I did a study. I find out if any kind of fish are swimming in the river while they're pumping that sewer. Sure enough, red salmon and smolts were there. And you got to be careful when they say it's treated. What they do is they let it settle. And they pump the top of it off. They send a jar of it. And they call it treated. That's not treated.
Hmm.
It's wrong. I've been cutting fish. We've been cutting fish for 65 years here. We started to see it recently when we cut the red salmon. Like worms crawl out of their flesh. There's three different kind of worms. There's some new kind of clear little worms. And there's some ringworms. They're like curled up and they're tapeworms. But I'm not just saying it. We see it. You guys got to be careful cutting those fish. It's serious, but they shouldn't be dumping it, treated or not. Separate the anok and the pea and the chemicals away from the other kind of water. Other kind of water is okay, but this stuff, these chemicals are pumping into the river. That's wrong. I don't like it when people say, I don't know what I'm talking about. Hey, that is my job, to protect our what we live off. So council's got to get involved. Stop pumping the sewer into the river. Stop doing that. Treat it, really treat it away from the river. Bury it or something, but don't pump it into the river. Don't defend that. Okay, I probably wouldn't call again, but people can go ahead and keep calling. And, you know, but it's serious. That's our food. Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Herman. I'm going to have a hard time pronouncing this name.
Well, this is Azara
from
AVCP. Good morning, Azara. Azara, what's up?
Good morning. Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Not bad, thanks.
Oh, good.
I was just calling in. to clarify that we are open today, AVCP, Association of Village Council Presidents. We are open.
Oh, okay. That's good to know.
It is Chief Eddie Hoffman Day. Happy Chief Eddie Hoffman Day. But we're here. We had an all-staff training yesterday, so we had our doors closed. But we're back at our desks now.
Oh, we didn't know. We're sorry we gave out the wrong information today, earlier, that we thought that AVCP normally closes for the Chief Day.
Yeah, we used to. We definitely used to. And now we've switched it. So we celebrate Chief Eddie Hoffman Day the day after Christmas so people can have more time with their families.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we didn't know. We're sorry we gave out the wrong info this morning.
No worries. And okay. I try really hard to, like, if we are going to be closed, I try to let people know through their website and through Facebook. So.
Cool.
Yeah. Right.
Well, thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you guys. I appreciate
it. Thanks for calling in. Yes, you have a wonderful weekend now.
Yeah.
You too. Thank you.
Okay.
Mark S. from Bethel. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. So the effluent that's pumped out of at least the Bethel sewer lagoon comes out of the second cell. There's two cells. Most lagoons, even the villages, have two cells where the raw sewage gets dumped in, and as Mr. Morgan said, it settles. The majority of what gets dumped out of the second cell is rainwater, snow melt, and liquids that have essentially been, bio-treated. I mean, when you tell somebody, oh, a sewer lagoon is a living thing, they look at you kind of funny, but it is. The, you know, oxygen comes up out of the ground. There are bacteria that are in the water. You can tell a sewer lagoon is working good when it doesn't stink. You have that bacterial breakdown that goes on with the sewage. Mm-hmm. So the effluent that gets dumped is tested. It is licensed to be dumped. So my point is that the description of parasites that are appearing in salmon are happening all over.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to remember that salmon are cold water fish. They thrive in cold oceans. They thrive in cold rivers. Well, what's been going on?
Start your day with helpful tips.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. That's all right. What's been going on for the last 8 or 10 or more years? The temperatures in Alaska have been rising, and temperatures in the Bering Sea have been rising, temperatures in the Gulf of Alaska have been rising, temperatures in the Kuskokwim River have been rising. We had fish dying this summer, either of oxygen starvation or of heart failure because it was related to that, because it's been so warm. So the bigger culprit here is the very significant environmental changes that are going on. Parasites, especially when you have multiple kinds of them, it's hard to say that's coming from effluent that's being dumped into the water because those parasites are not necessarily indigenous to human beings.
Mm-hmm.
We're not dumping worm eggs into the river. And if you find a fish and it's got a basically fully developed parasites in there, it doesn't happen on that one gulp of water they might take. These parasites are developing. They're getting into these fish in the ocean and in places where the water is getting warmer. It might be in the food chain that they're consuming out in the ocean. So there are a lot of factors, and the majority factor, I think, is the environmental change that we are seeing out here. So that's what I got there for you. Thanks.
That was good. Yeah, thank you, Mark.
Okay. Hey. Really appreciate it when people can answer some of the questions that come up.
Yeah.
Are we going into our little station break?
Oh.
We're going into mellow state already? Oh, my gosh. That went by fast. Okay, so we're going to take a little station break. You're listening to Talkline on KYUK 640.
All right, don't touch that
dial. See you on the other side. Bye.
Okay.
Start your day with helpful tips for living well. Tune into Igayutut with Diane McGachran and Esther Green on the first Wednesday of each month at 11:30 a.m. The show re-airs on Monday mornings at 11 and Friday nights at 8:30 on KYUK 640 a.m.
Hello, and welcome to today's lottery drawing. Good luck. And here's today's winning numbers. First one up, it's not yours. Second one, not yours. And another number that's not yours. Okay, this is one number that's yours. It's a five, but you don't get any money for that. And the final number is not yours.
Yep, so chances are you're not going to hit the lottery anytime soon. Don't get us wrong. The lottery can be fun every now and then. Just please don't rely on it for your future savings. How about this? Brew your own coffee at home instead of buying that latte every day. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. Ride your bike instead of buying all that gas. These changes alone can save you thousands a year. Thousands. Small changes today, big bucks tomorrow. Feed that piggy bank. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas on how to save. Feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone, to KYUK's Talk Line. We're going to go directly on to our next caller from Bethel. We invite and say good morning to Bill.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning.
No new sightings of Bigfoot lately?
We haven't heard.
But I take my hat off to Mr. Morgan for telling people not to dump treated or not treated raw sewage down to the river. Thank you. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you, Bill. Okay. All right. Nice and direct. Okay. Yeah, our lines are open. 543-5985. That's 543-KYUK. 543-2756. 800-995-8954. Radio at KYUK.org. Yes, and, you know, now that we're starting to get a little bit of daylight outdoors, you know, we can see a little more about what it kind of, it looks kind of cloudy. But I see planes flying, so it's not, you know, it's not an unflyable kind of weather, but, and the winds appear to be calm. So, I haven't looked at the weather, you know, I didn't pull it up yet, you know, but, I think it's going to be kind of mild over the weekend, probably, because there's no forecast for cold weather yet in our area. So, there. Yeah, we're trying to figure out our weather. Okay, for some of you that are interested in the weather, for Friday the 13th of December, today we'll be looking for cloudy skies with a chance of snow. Highs will be in the mid-20s to lower 30s. Variable winds to 10 miles per hour. This evening, we'll be expecting mostly cloudy skies with a slight chance of snow. Lows in the lower to mid-20s. East winds 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, Saturday, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow. Highs in the mid-20s to lower 30s. East winds 15 to 30 miles per hour. Now for our neighbors upstream from us in the lower Kuskokwim Valley, be looking for mostly cloudy skies today and a slight chance of snow in the afternoon. Highs in the lower to mid-20s, light winds. Friday night, mostly cloudy again. Slight chance of snow in the evening, lows to 15 to 20 miles, light winds. And Saturday, partly sunny with a slight chance of snow. Highs in the 20s, northeast winds 15 to 30 miles per hour. Now for the coastal areas today, there's west wind 20 knots becoming southwest 10 knots in the afternoon. Seas up to 5 feet. Friday night, southeast winds 25 knots becoming east 35 knot after midnight. Seas 5 feet building to 9 feet after midnight. Saturday, east winds 40 knots, seas to 12 feet. Okay. So, yes, that seems kind of mild yet, you know, although there is, appears to be some wind developing down and along the coastal areas. And I noticed that we have a full moon. Do we still have a full moon? Oh, yeah.
It's pretty big. I think it's pretty much a full moon.
Yeah,
right?
When there's a full, or when there is a moon, the tides appear higher than normal.
Mm.
I don't know if that's the way it works, but I know that a moon affects the tides. You know, we've been seeing a lot of overflow alongside the rivers, you know, when
yep.
we go down and look. And then a lot of it is glare ice, you know, the river, you know, glare ice. And I know this, you know, because I was traveling along glare ice, you know, in the nighttime. And it was like overcast skies like today. You know, when it's like with overcast, glare ice and open water look exactly the same.
Oh, that's what, yeah, I remember somebody telling me that.
Yeah, that's dangerous.
That's scary.
You know, I started getting like my hair started coming up behind my head or something. And then so I stopped wondering, you know, so I thought I was going along fine.
Mm-hmm.
And then I stopped and took off my goggles, and sure enough, I could see it was open water right in front of me.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, it can be dangerous.
Uh-huh.
Even the best of them can make mistakes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. And then I think this weekend, you know, Search and Rescue Bethel, Search and Rescue, at least, you know, are going to be marking some of the open holes in the nearby vicinity
mm-hmm.
of Bethel. There's a lot of traffic coming to and from Bethel. And then, you know, the conditions are still quite dangerous. And so we don't, you know, my hat's off to Bethel Search and Rescue for going, you know, doing what they do. So, you know, without them, you know, there'd be a lot of problems, I think.
Yeah.
So we thank them. Our lines are open. Please feel free to call 543.
Gotcha.
Yeah, KYUK. 543-2756, 800-995-8954.
And you can email us at KYUK, radio at KYUK.org. I'll read your email over the air. Email is a terrific way if you're a shy person or mm-hmm. if you're a long-time listener, first-time emailer, because then you get your point of view out there, but you don't have to, but nobody knows it's you.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's
yeah.
the good part. So we have some Tundra Drums announcements. There will be no ONC senior lunch deliveries today in observance of the holiday, Chief Eddie Hoffman Day. So no ONC senior lunch deliveries. Gladys Jung Elementary School parents, remember that this Friday the 13th is a school makeup day. It was originally not a student day, but now it is. Okay, so they're making, for the weather they've had a little while back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then there will be no local KYUK news on Friday the 13th in the observance of Chief Eddie Hoffman Day. You can listen to live wrestling from the BRHS Warrior Dome Friday and Saturday here on KYUK 640 AM.
Yeah, and then the Best in the West, you can email your small business applications to Best in the West now. The applications are, or you can get your application, they're available now. And the first business plan workshop is tomorrow, Saturday, from 2:30 to 4:30 at the Cultural Center. Open to all persons interested in starting a business. So even if you don't have everything formed in your mind, but it's something you have been thinking about, this would be a good workshop to come to. You can call mm-hmm. Renee at 543-4538 or Amber at 543-4538. 4515 for more details, or just go by the Cultural Center and talk to Renee and find out more. Yeah.
Yay. And the 26th annual Christmas cookie extra ganza needs more Christmas cookies, cookie bakers. If you can donate 2 to 4 dozen cookies, call Beverly Hoffman at 543-3239. The event is on Sunday, December 15th at the pool at 2 p.m. Cookies can be delivered Sunday between noon and 1:30.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, have you ever gone to the cookie sale?
Like a few, you know, David. Why I happen to be along that area. One, this was a little while back now.
Yeah.
But not recently. And the other time I tried one, there was no more cookies. You know, I think they go fast.
Oh, these cookies go very quickly.
Yeah.
People are, and the creativity of some of the cookies.
Whoa.
They look awesome. I mean, it's really hard to decide what you're going to grab. And you don't have a lot of time to decide because there's lots of people. And usually, like, within an hour, all the cookies are gone.
Yeah.
So it's a wonderful event. And, you know, you might even want to go just to watch. Because it's kind of like one of those, like, during Christmas where they show, like, 1,000 people at the Walmart door, and then they open the gate and everyone floods to go buy stuff. Well, it's kind of like our version of that.
Yeah.
Kind of a mini cookie invasion. Yeah. So anyway, that's that. So, do you want me to read that last one?
Yeah.
Okay, So everyone is invited to the Christmas program at the United Pentecostal Church this Sunday at 6 o'clock. Oh, this will be cute. Children will be presenting the message, Our Savior is Born. The United Pentecostal Church is located at 451 Ridgecrest Drive, directly across from the AC store. The Alaska Army National Guard will host a Christmas dinner for all military families. Oh, okay, this is a separate message.
Okay.
Yeah,
the Alaska Army National Guard will host a Christmas dinner for all military families, retirees, and friends Thursday, December 19th. At 5:30 at the Bethel Armory. Please bring a dish and a gift for the youngsters. More information, if you need, you can call 545-6215 or 543-0567.
Okay.
And if you have any Thunder Drum announcement that we'd like to read off in the air or to the air, I think they do that 3 or 4 times per day, you know, read off the Thunder Drums. You can call 543-0234.
And the other thing to note is if you want to hear, well, see, now if you're listening now, you're probably hearing the show, but if you want to hear the replay, if one time listening to Talkline is not enough for you, you can listen again tonight, but it's going to be on the FM
90.3, I think.
Is it 90.3? Yeah.
Yeah.
FM will be the Talkline repeat because tonight they'll be doing wrestling on KYUK 640. So, yeah, so you get to hear wrestling.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, there you go.
So there's wrestling at the Wire Dome tonight? Tonight at 10 o'clock? Oh, okay. All right. So good. Yeah, some activity for... You know, I know that a lot of kids like to do that, yeah. And it's in the Thunder Drums. Oh, I see. Okay, all right. Yeah, we read it, about that wrestling thing, and we're not on that page now. But I think we're clear, right?
Yeah, we're clear. We don't have any messages that have come into the email. And you can do that if you wanted to. You could email radio@kyuk.org.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I do have one more. I got a message from Mark and Bethel Search and Rescue.
Yeah.
BSAR is meeting at headquarters 9 a.m. tomorrow, Saturday, to go mark open water in the Bethel area. Anyone interested in helping us is invited to join us. Koyana, thank you.
Okay. I think there's Saturday market tomorrow. Yes, there is. There's Saturday market tomorrow, and it just seems like they're getting better and better.
Oh, yes.
And it's really great. I'm going to go tomorrow because I'm going to pick up a few things if I can. for my travels down to Missouri.
Whoa.
I'll be in Missouri next Friday, actually, so I won't be on Talkline.
Oh, okay.
And then the Friday after that, I won't be on Talkline, and then I'll be back in January 1st. So.
Wow. You're going to take some little time off.
Little time off to go down and visit the family friends and, go down to the Ozarks.
Yay.
Yeah.
And then you said somebody from your family do tune in to?
Yeah, sometimes they do. My mom, my brother, and my sister sometimes tune in. I don't know if they're on today. Usually they text me when they're listening in, so they might have might be doing other things. But
And then where were they again?
Springfield, Missouri.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know much about places in, you know, outside of Alaska.
Right. Yeah. I mean, some parts of Missouri you would really enjoy, especially rural parts. It's really pretty, and people are really down to earth, and you know, they relate to each other more than in a city. So it's kind of got a similarity to it. Some parts of rural Lower 48 and rural Alaska.
Hmm.
There's actually
is there
some
trees or kind of flat?
Yeah. Well, no. There's forests.
Uh-huh.
Small forests, and there's some open like prairie land, and there's also some very hilly with a lot of trees, and there's farmlands, a lot of farmlands, and then different areas where there's cities. Springfield is fairly large. It's in the south part. It's near northern Arkansas, and it's on the border of Oklahoma.
Wow, how about for rivers?
Beautiful rivers in Missouri.
Really?
A lot of rivers and streams. That's really a big deal. Fishing. People love fishing.
Whoa.
Yeah. So there's lakes, streams, ponds, rivers. And, the landscape is really beautiful.
Wow.
Yeah. So I like to go down there. I go on little drives and, just see the farmlands. There's a lot of farmhouses, barns, you know, just cool stuff like that to look at.
So what's the weather like this time of the year there?
Well, it's, they're having climate change happen, so they're having days that are a lot colder than they should be, and then they'll have days in winter that are too warm. But sometimes in winter it's warmer, it's colder there than here, which is very strange.
So there may be some ice, you think?
Yeah, sometimes they get, like, freezing rain. Yeah. So, like, right now, it's 53 degrees in Springfield.
And
it's going to be in the 40s and 50s for the rest of the week. So, and maybe a little bit of snow. Sometimes, maybe once a winter, they'll get, like, a big dump of snow.
Hmm.
And then...
But it melts.
It can melt pretty fast. It doesn't stay frozen in the way that we have it. So we have Shadi from the YK Fitness Center on the line. Good morning, Shadi. Welcome
to
Talkline.
How are we doing?
Hey, good morning to you,
Really
Shadi.
Good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for asking. I got a bunch of updates. It's been a while since I've called.
I know. Oh, we miss you.
Well, I'll try to start calling every week.
Yeah. Don't make promises.
I know. I don't want to make promises.
That you can't keep.
I'm here now, and here are the updates.
Welcome.
Holiday schedule. So we will be open Christmas Eve. 5:30 a.m. until 5:30 p.m. We're going to be closed Christmas Day. We're going to be open the day after Christmas, the 26th, from 2 to 9 p.m. We're going to be open New Year's Eve from 5:30 a.m. until 5:30 p.m. And we're going to be open New Year's Day from 2 to 9 p.m. And all this is going to be available via our Facebook and our website.
Okay.
We are starting a new instructional and swim lesson schedule the second week of January. So this right now is going to be a great time to get the kiddos registered in swim lessons. And if you're looking for an instructional program, this would include our martial arts classes. This would be an excellent time. Registration is going to be open for the next month. So you got some time, but we recommend signing up in advance to guarantee your child or your spot in that class. Lastly, the Christmas cookie extravaganza is this Sunday at 2 p.m. If you're cooking or if you're baking cookies for that, drop off is anywhere between 12 and 1 p.m. and the actual extravaganza begins at 2 p.m. at the fitness center. So this is an awesome event. If anybody doesn't know what it is, there's like 30 different kinds of cookies and you can go through and choose your selection of the cookies. So it's pretty cool, and all the cookies look excellent. So we're, and all the money generated from that extravaganza goes to the YK Lifesavers Fund that helps assist in paying for kids to, you know, take swim lessons and assist in those free Saturdays that, or the half off Saturdays that we offer. So it's for a good cause.
Mm-hmm.
Lastly, I know I said that was the last thing, but I have one more thing.
Yeah, now okay. One thing, though, now, Shaddy, I want to know, do you try to hit that cookie table before people are letting?
Oh, man, I wish I got
inside,
some preferential
inside track
treatment, but I don't. I have to wait until everybody else goes through, too. And the cookies usually go in, you know, 15 to 20 minutes. It's,
oh, yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So that's an excellent event. That's this Sunday at 2 p.m.
That's right. Okay, go ahead.
And then the last thing is we are offering, you know, we do the fitness center gift certificates every holiday season, and we do have that. So if you have a family member or a friend or acquaintance that you don't know what to get them for the holidays, we have gift certificates available in any form. So if you want to buy just a $20 credit to the fitness center, you can do that. If you want to purchase a monthly membership for one of your family members, you could do that. Just ask at the fitness center to purchase a gift certificate, and we can work that out for you.
Mm, okay, that's
good. You guys
good.
Have any questions for me?
No, I think that's it. I really appreciate the for one thing, that you're open 7 days a week, but then also you're open on some of those holiday days. I think that's really nice because that's when people are, like, off work and they're more likely to be able to even go to the gym. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, appreciate that. Thank you.
Cool. Yep. Have a great weekend, guys.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks for calling in.
Okay, bye.
Great.
Yeah, I really enjoy that fitness. Do you ever go to the fitness center?
Every
or?
Now and then, yeah. You know, when with grandkids. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. I really enjoy watching kids play anyway, and so I go to the gym, and then I go swim, and then I just like to, you know, watch the kids. They seem to, like, have so much fun, and they seem so happy splashing around and everything, and so that's, it's a really nice, it's turned out to be, like, a really nice place, and they keep it in really good shape. It always looks very tidy, and it's clean, and, yeah, so they're doing a good job over there. For sure. So let's, okay, we'll give out those numbers again. Our lines are open.
Yes, they are. And the numbers are 543-KYUK, that's 5985. Also 543-2756, 800-995-8954.
Yeah, and then you can email us at radio@kyuk.org.
Kind of mellow this morning.
Yeah, it is kind of mellow. I wonder what people are up to.
We heard that ABCP is working.
Yeah, ABCP is open. ONC is not doing the senior meal today.
Yeah, they're
senior
closed.
Lunch
yeah.
today.
I don't know about YK.
Oh, okay. YK's open. Yeah,
okay.
KUC is open.
Oh, okay.
So you can go over and study if you need to, if you're somebody who's behind on your homework.
Yeah, I think people are really looking at when to take off, you know. I mean, that for people, they work, I don't know how they do it, you know, but we heard through somebody at ABCP this morning that they're teaming up with the Christmas Day off day, and you can, with, you know, the Chief Eddie Hoffman Day holiday being... Or they're going to take their day off day after Christmas.
Yeah, yeah. So, okay. Well, if anyone does want to call in, we're all ears.
Yes, and we ran out of things to read, you know.
Normally,
we don't have any time to read, you know.
No, I know. I mean, usually I have, like, the Delta Discovery here or something like that.
Yeah, or something, you know.
I have to say, those photos on the cover of Delta Discovery are always so charming.
Yay.
You know, it's usually, a lot of times it's kids that have caught a ginormous lush or are filleting or, you know, cutting fish or something. And the kids look really happy, and it's really nice to see. Now, it sounds like we're going to break, so we'll go ahead and take a minute or two for our break. You're listening to KYUK Talk Line.
Okay, see you
on
bit.
The other side. Bye.
TalkLine is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during TalkLine may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or board of directors.
Alaska Native Science and Engineering Program am litnawat ayagluki 6th grade am chalilkat nunup tlagai computer alif kagluki pikkaitne high school alri gagakan utchung out college credit dang kamknun aking luting and sub summer bridjami doi su college jamun and sepak university success and graduate success sagata jingu malagai Litnawa doctoral lamun tkitlhatnun, University of Alaska, Litnawini, Anchorjami, Juno, Fairbanks, Samilu, and Sepam Unagnakgungajawa, Amlhinas Kluki, Alaska Nakmin, Yukkai Jalalgut, Science, Technology, Engineering, Math, Tulikachtmulritlu. Bakızgu qaylun tiunumtni litnawlhkamun ayuqutikkaqwani www.ansep.net www.ansep.net unakingunqtuq Alaska Native Science and Engineering Program amuk.
Okay, yeah, go ahead. All right, everyone, welcome back.
Yes.
We have a caller, John Carter from EEK. Good morning, John. Welcome to TalkLine.
Yes, good morning. This is John Carter. I'm calling from EEK, Alaska.
Okay.
Yes, I'd like to put in my input on what a lot of people are talking about this morning of releasing something out of a lagoon.
Yes.
It's happening all over the place, and it has been happening ever since. Like, for instance, ponds or body of water used to be, but I cannot see that no more due to land erosion. Maybe somebody made some kind of a stream or one time, and it drained out into the river and ended up getting into a food source, like what one of the callers mentioned from upriver. During the classes one time, and it has to do with mining, maybe a different subject. And mining lagoon has to be made, and in time it will be filled with residue of some type. And it has to be released sometimes. Anytime, any entity that has to do with it or develop, it has to be lined, kind of like a filter. But that is not the end. Like one time, your caller mentioned having to do treatment. He was right. That had to be done before releasing something. One caller mentioned also, I think maybe from Bethel area, mentioned about parasite. That has been going on forever. All having to do with warm and cold. Like one day I was out and came back in. I thought something flying around, and I thought, what the hell was that? Sorry about that. Sure enough, it was a fly, like a frog. You put a fly in a frog. Into the cold water, and it freezes like in a lake of some type. It'll freeze, it dies, and it will come back to life like resurrection till the next summer. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks, John.
Wow, okay, thank you, right. John.
Okay. All right, yes.
All right.
Where's our next caller? Okay, all right.
I thought Grady was turning around the screen to type something in. Yeah.
Well, there's a lull in our callers. Search and Rescue, Bethel Search and Rescue, would like to let us mention that there are still some open waters in the Bethel area. The one outside the upper end of Straight Slough is huge, they're saying, and there's one in the middle of, or three quarters of the way up, also
Straight
another,
Slough.
Yeah, Straight Slough. And then some of the areas are marked with reflective tape, and blue means open water.
Wow.
Thin
okay.
ice or open water. But we okay. have a caller.
Oh, good. Susan
we'll go
Taylor.
To Susan Taylor. Good morning, Sue.
Hi, good morning.
Yay.
Good morning.
I was wanting to put a word out. Where the next two Saturdays are Saturday market, and one of the last weekend, and I've been thinking long and hard about this, but last week one of the elderly ladies called up and talked about getting squeezed out of a table at Saturday market because it's first come, first serve. And some of these ladies, you know, they're not going to be there early. They got to have their tea and get their joints moving and all that stuff. So I'm thinking, I don't know what the solution is either. I mean, could reserve some group of tables, but then it'll look like segregation or something. I don't know. Years ago, it used to be only craft sales only and things like that, but I don't think that's a valuable solution either. Because I like the variety of stuff that's there. So I don't know. I'm just thinking maybe put the word out, everybody that's vending a table, kind of set it up so you can maybe squeeze out an area for someone that comes in late that's elderly and selling, like, the stuff they make. And 'cause I think it should be for everybody. And it's hard to please everybody. No matter what you do, somebody's going to be unhappy. But I just think if there's an awareness among us vendors to make room ourselves for these people when the tables are all full, just to be able to accommodate or something, and let's have it so everybody can try to have a chance to sell stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what the solution is. Renee does an excellent, awesome job, and mm-hmm. and I don't know, she'll be a hard act to follow if she ever, you know, retires from that. So I really don't know the solution or if there is one, but I just thought really bad about that lady. She had beautiful things to sell and no table space to sell it. And I just think anybody that has stuff to sell, just be aware of these other people that are going to come in. They can't get up as early as us energetic young ones, so just kind of keep that in mind.
Yeah.
So everybody can have a good time, and it'll be more variety of people to shop, too. So it's good for both sides,
yeah.
sure.
shoppers and the vendors.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right. Other than that, I was helping this morning on the mornings this week at ONC wrapping presents. That was so much fun.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah,
that's
Wilson
right.
called in about that last week. So those two callers, I really like the variety of people that call and that keeping it upbeat and
sure.
and thinking of others. So. All right. Mm-hmm. Thanks, and have a good weekend, everybody.
Thank you, Susan.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
I wonder if the ONC, well, they're probably not open today anyway, but I wonder if they still have the gift wrapping that they have that Wilson talked about last week. So we have Yvonne Waska on the line. Good morning, Yvonne. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning,
Yvonne. Peter.
What's that?
Yeah, I couldn't pass the day being Chief Eddie Hoffman Day. I'm glad the organizations here in Bethel are honoring it. And I certainly would want to hear what he wanted to say about this climate change we're having, but I guess that's the way it goes.
Uh-huh.
But last week, I took a ride to the bluff on the back trail, and I noticed that open hole, and I called Mike up, and they were on the way to market, but I also told them to close it, and I got second on that motion yesterday from the Tulik sack man on the talk, so And I think they should make their judgment on that, on where it's two gyms for them four wheels and snow machiners to go by them open holes like that. And I don't agree with keeping it open, but also that Tulik Sat man mentioned that, and that goes for search and rescue. When you think it's too dangerous to go by there, you have all the right to close that route anyway. And people that are traveling, gee, please do us a favor, use life jackets if you're going to go on the river. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, we were having 40 degree weather, and all you'd notice, we're melting.
Yeah.
Especially on the river and the lake drainages. It not only melts from the top, and also the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Probably that the holes, I know they were closed, but this 40 degree weather opened them up. And on the river, there's also current underneath, so it melts from the top and the bottom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Yvonne, can I ask you a climate change question?
Yeah.
I'm just wondering, like, in a quick way, what are the main things you've noticed since you were born or since you became aware as a child to now about the climate that seems to be changing? What are you noticing?
Well, being straightened out there, I think our chief would have... You were in the 21st century, they should do something about these automobiles and that carbon emission.
Yeah.
Make it more... And I know these kids are, the brainy kids can do that.
Mm-hmm.
And these electric cars, gee, I feel guilty myself, too. I still use two-stroke snow machines, and I drive vehicles.
Yeah. What has changed about the weather in your lifetime?
Okay, right now it's freezing rain, and we didn't have that then.
Right.
Growing up, we had fur garments, you know, Peter.
Yeah.
And then there was snow, holy cow, maybe these willows, these tall willows you see here, sometimes they would disappear from the snow. We used to have a snowstorm or a blizzard, like three days straight.
Wow.
And those fur garments came in hand. We had those back then. We thought the world was this way.
Mm-hmm.
And we survived anyway, but now, holy, you have to kind of plan ahead. I don't know if we'll get cold again, but I especially encourage those to stay on the land trails and tundra trails.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then, when a cold spell hits, you need to go get your wood and your meat and whatever you have to do out there. Because, you know, in February, just like last year, the snow was all gone. You got to change the way you think and change the way you live. And you got to plan ahead.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I feel anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of adapt to it anyway.
Yeah.
True. There's yeah. People are adapting, but there's definitely differences now.
And on travel, you've got to be more aware and be more careful. And man, them places are open, just like on the lakes and and these river openings, these river, traveling on the river, these what we call the holes, they reopen up. When we have a warm spell anyway. Yeah, and they also mentioned on pollution, but if that mine opens up, you know, we're going to have that big tailings lake up there, and that's the biggest concern I have. And we grew up with lakes and ponds. They all have drainages out to the river, and this one's not going to have any.
Right.
And that's a danger to our food source on the Kuskokwim. And poor, I didn't know our delicious tasting little smelts spawn on the river, too, and all this river traffic. And it's going to be
it's disruptive to them.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. But anyway,
well, thank you.
Well, anyway, one more straighten them out word, and our kids are still late on the bus, on the morning bus. Half hour to 45 minutes, they're still waiting that long in the morning. I know the school board is listening. They should straighten that out. And that's not right for these little children and our children that are standing down the way waiting for the bus anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I hope that goes up and they don't have to wait that long no more.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, happy Eddie Hoffman Day, and be safe when you travel, and I wouldn't recommend river travel anyway, but be careful. Wear your life jacket.
Mm.
Good morning, Peter and Diane.
Thank you, Yvonne.
Goodbye.
Okay, bye. Okay. All right, we're going to go right to Willie Keppel. Okay. Good morning, Willie. Welcome to Talkline.
Yeah, good morning. Been a long time since I even bothered to listen to you guys.
Thank you for listening today.
I got two things on my mind. First is the illegal property sales the city just did with the marijuana store. That property was offered. Four different people tried to buy that. Businesses have tried to buy that property. And when I sat on the planning commission buku years ago, it was turned down to Napa was the first one.
Huh.
And the reason is because it was on the master plan as the only city property over there. It's got a water well that could be re-drilled, re-bored, and put back into function again if they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the only city property to be able to extend water and sewer lines that gives us a pumping station on the slough end of town. Now, what city council did was they declared they couldn't lease this because they were scared to death they're going to lose their federal funding, which has not happened anywhere in America yet. So they illegally sold this without putting it up in the proper procedure for everybody being able to bid on that property. Okay, fine and dandy. What they did was they admitted, oh, federally, we're violating a federal drug law if we allow a drug operation to sell drugs, which marijuana is by federal law.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going, all right, if you're going to go that direction, then when is Mayor Barr and the rest of the council going to go repeal the city sales tax on marijuana? They've just declared to the public it's an illegal drug, according to the feds. And so they're protecting any future revenue sharing. But they're still going to get right into the money laundering, according to federal law, the same one they're trying to avoid losing their funding from. The second they become a money launderer and take money from the same building they just declared would put them in jeopardy of losing. So they need to, if they're going to play this silly game, they need to repeal the sales tax until it becomes federally legal. You can't have it both ways. You know, I mean, it's either one way or the other. I would have thought somebody had had the brain power on council just to write an amendment to the lease and say this is how it's going to be. If and when at such time the feds shut us off, then the marijuana sales has to cease. And just lease the property and keep the revenue and from the lease and keep the property too. So somewhere along the line they might actually get water sewer over to Slough. You know, the first development in Bethel.
Wow.
You know?
Uh-huh.
All right, that's enough on that one. Now let's go. I'm loving what the governor did yesterday. He released the budget. He flatlined the budget and put a full PFD in here. And you already have Bryce Edgman down here in Dillingham, head of the House, whining and crying. Oh, you're going to eliminate the budget reserve. Well, wait a minute. The idiot's already spent $14 billion out of the budget reserve. They've stolen half our PFD for the last 5 years. They're going to wipe the budget reserve out irregardless.
Hmm.
Now, what's going to happen is the governor put it on it. All of you people that want to see the recall of the governor because he was trying to get the budget in line. Now we're going to see what the legislature is going to do. It was a great move. It's a smart move. And everybody here knows they're going to spend, the legislature is going to spend every single penny in that budget reserve. They're already crying, oh, we won't have funds for emergency fires, da-da-da-da-da. Hell, they already blew through $14 billion. Why didn't they think about that 5 years ago? So this is going to be great. We're going to see the PFD thieves actually have to put a plan out there. Tell us what they're going to do. Are they going to kill the goose that lays the golden egg that develops the oil? That'd be cool. You know, that'd just about eliminate every nonprofit in the state, and a huge portion of the people living here would pack up and leave. Yeah, that'd just make better hunting and fishing as far as I'm concerned, you know.
Okay.
But this is great. So anyway, city council, when you gonna repeal your stupid sales tax now that it's illegal? I'm loving this. You got a school teacher that has a zero tolerance on drug hire sitting on the city council. Is she going to become part of a federally illegal money laundering operation?
Oh, okay. Willie, stop. You can't say stuff like that.
Yes, I can because
well, yeah, you can, but
exactly
you
exactly what it is.
Okay, so you're going to have to kind of wind it down anyway cuz it's
great.
Beyond the
your
5
last
minutes.
Talker went for 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. Now, here we go. State trooper. How many people are you put in jail? Perry Barr. And I love Perry Barr. He's a cool guy. But I'm going, Perry, you're going to have to figure out, for all the people you put in jail for possession, are you going to be laundering illegal money?
I can.
So anyway,
the answer's no. So stop. Stop with those outlandish accusations.
I don't care what you say anyway.
Well, I know, but I'm not. Yeah. Okay, well.
All right.
Well, he made a good decision there by hanging up. All right, so we're going to go to Alyssa from Bethel.
Hey.
Good morning, Alyssa.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Well, good morning.
How are you guys doing this morning?
Pretty good, actually. It's very relaxed here in the studio. There's only us and Grady, Peter, me and Grady, because they're all gone, yeah.
Well, I'm glad you guys are there, and thank you so much for hosting today.
Yeah.
Talk line, and I want to say good morning to the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. It's a great day to be here today. So we have a few updates that we'd like to give. Again, we want to reach out there to folks and let you guys know that we are under caribou conservation as we have been advocating since this past August. Mm-hmm. We are in a pretty steep decline, and we want to make sure that we have enough caribou for the years to come and allow that population to grow. So keep folks, keep that on your radar. We're trying to rebuild the population of the caribou, and we're definitely in a caribou conservation time right now. Oh, and also, I went down to go check the BIA. Our fence is currently up, and our new gate is currently up. It's painted yellow. And we want to make sure that people understand we want to keep your health and your safety and your well-being. So we're again, BIA is currently closed. Contamination that has been found and has been reported to us in a was PCB, lead, and asbestos.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure that people are going to be conscious about their safety and their well-being.
Okay. Yeah, and I hope parents are talking to their teenagers about hanging out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But is that gate closed now? It hasn't been lately, but I wonder if it finally...
Yeah, so one of the things that have been happening is people like to cut our locks, and locks are very expensive.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, so the gate is definitely closed, but because there's other things out there beyond the BIA past the buildings that people are back there for work and business. So if the gate is open, someone's probably back there working. And so you just want to be conscious of that if you see people back there, or if you know anybody going back there, just please encourage them. We want to make sure their safety and their well-being is first in priority.
Good.
PEI is not a good place to be right now, especially with all this reports of all the stuff coming back. So.
Wow. Okay, good.
And we also want to encourage when it's safe to travel, if you're running low on meat, there's lots and lots and lots of moose on the Yukon. There's quite a bit of moose out there, and we're encouraging folks.
Wow,
you have
really bummed out the moose. And they're now looking at each other going, can you believe what you just heard?
Well, the moose moratorium worked.
I know.
Yukon-Kuskokwim wanted the moratorium closure to happen so they could rebuild the population. So managers had to listen to the people, and it really, really worked. There's so much moose out there that we can't seem to keep up with the population rates out there.
The caribou, thank you. Yes, go after the moose. Yeah. Okay.
One more thing. We have the 2021 student art contest for the Federal Subsistence Program is currently now open. And it's all Alaska aged kids from kindergarten all the way through 12th grade, and they could submit their applications for their calendar. It's going to be like for the regulation books. There's every other page, there's a picture on the front, and there's pictures throughout the regulation books. And you can do both something on fish, or you can do something on wildlife, but they have to be postmarked by February 21st, 2020, and at the Federal Subsistence Board meeting, they will post them up on the walls, and then people will go around these little sticky notes, and they'll tag which posters they like the most, and those will go into the regulation book.
Okay.
So if you K through 12 students everywhere in Alaska, you can submit your entries. They are now accepting them through the Federal Subsistence Management Program, or you can drop them off here at the Yukon Delta National Wildlife Refuge.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yeah. It's really great.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you, Alyssa, for calling and really staying diligent
no problem.
with the old BIA information.
Yeah.
I think that's really critical. So we only have about a minute left, so if you don't mind, we're going to go ahead and try and get a quick caller in. So thank you, and have a great day and weekend.
You guys are awesome. Thank you so much. You guys have a great and safe weekend.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay.
All right, we're going to go right to Wilson. Wilson, we only have about a minute, so sorry about that. You'll have to talk real fast. Go ahead.
First of all, I would like to thank Susan Taylor and a couple of the three or four staff members here at took time today to wrap some presents here at the ONC building at the conference room. We have maybe another couple of boxes to go through. We have this week from 9 to 4:30. Come on over if you have time, and I'll be happy to take your volunteer time and note it. Thank you.
You're
welcome. Are you open today for that?
I'm here, but the building is closed for operation. I'm doing grants and stuff. So
Okay. So no, not today for people.
Yeah, we
wrapping.
Have no one manning the front desk right now. Sorry.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Wilson. All right. We had a talk line email, and we're going to read that first thing next Friday because it's kind of lengthy, and we just didn't have time to get to it. Thank you so much for emailing, and we will read your email next week. Everyone have a great weekend. And stay really safe out there.
Yes, it's dangerous out there, so be vigilant. Talk to your kids. Talk to people about the dangers of the river. It's very dangerous out there. And then there's BSAR's meeting tomorrow at 9 a.m. at their headquarters to plan to go out and mark the open holes in the trail. Thank you, everyone, and everyone have a safe and a wonderful weekend. Oyana.